I'm sure for many of us, that first reading might have been a bit of a random one, but it will make sense in a bit, don't worry. So, since my last visit to here, the nice news for me is that I got engaged. Yay! thank you very much. and my lovely fiancé, Morgan, he has very few flaws in my opinion. But unfortunately, he does have one flaw, because nobody's perfect. And I'm going to share with you that now, and that is that he is a ginormous nerd. So there's nothing wrong with being a nerd. I love reading books. I'm quite nerdy myself. But unfortunately for me, he is a superhero nerd. And that means he watches all the movies that come out, he reads the comics, he goes to conventions. And I say it's unfortunate for me because I have absolutely no interest whatsoever. But as in all relationships, you do have to compromise sometimes, don't you? So every now and then I do watch the odd film with him. And recently this led to us having a discussion about what superpower we would choose if we could have any power. And I wonder today, what would your chosen superpower be? That's not a rhetorical question, any ideas? Never mind. Perhaps you would choose flight, or invisibility, or super strength, the power of healing. How about the power not to feel pain? Well, I'd like to introduce you to a young man called Adam, who is from Libya, who believed that he had been gifted with a superpower, the superpower of not feeling pain. As a child, he would hold his hands in fire to impress his friends because he couldn't feel his skin burning when he did it. And his friends laughed and thought that was really cool. But as he got older, he realized that the loss of feeling in his hands was far from a blessing. Adam's burnt fingers got infected and became really damaged. In fact, his fingernails fell off. And people in Adam's community believed that his injured hands were because he had been cursed, and so he was shunned and rejected. He was bullied at school, hated by his neighbours, and even the local barber refused to cut his hair. His extended family were scared and stayed away from him. And he even started to receive death threats, which left him too frightened to even leave his home. And as I'm sure you've guessed, Adam had leprosy. However, the Libyan government say that there is no leprosy in their country anymore. And so the local doctors weren't equipped to actually give Adam the advice that he needed. Sadly, leprosy is an ancient disease, but every 2 minutes someone new is diagnosed with it. And that is happening in Libya, even though the government says it's not the case. And things got worse for Adam. His nose collapsed. He started to struggle with his mobility and with his breathing. So Adam wasn't just losing his fingers, his mobility and his breathing. He was losing his identity, his future, his hope, his sense of being loved. And like many who suffer in silence because of leprosy, he felt like he was invisible. But he was not invisible to God. And we're going to come back to Adam's story a little later, but let's talk about our readings first. So we heard in our first reading in Numbers 21, the Israelites complaining against God in the wilderness. And so God sends venomous snakes among them. Many people die. They cry out in repentance, and God gives Moses an unusual command. Make a snake and put it on a pole. Anyone who is bitten can look at it and live. What kind of healing is that? A bronze snake on a pole, what would that do? Why would that help? Well, it's interesting because God didn't tell them to fight the snakes. He told them to look up, to trust, to believe that healing would come, not from themselves, but from outside of themselves, from above. Just like Adam, the people of Israel weren't just dealing with physical suffering. But they were stuck in a spiritual wilderness, and God offered them a way back, not through physical toil, but through faith. Now, fast forward, a few years, to our reading in John, where Jesus speaks to Nicodemus. Jesus says, just as Moses lifted up the snake in the wilderness, so the Son of Man must be lifted up, that everyone who believes may have eternal life in him. Jesus is saying here, remember that snake on the pole? Well, that's a picture of me. He would be lifted up on the cross for the healing of all who believe. Let's go back to Adam's story. Adam reached out to a leprosy specialist at the UN. And through a series of connections, his messages were heard by the leprosy mission. And the leprosy mission were able to help Adam to escape from Libya to Niger, which is a country just below Libya. And he was welcomed to Danja Hospital, which is one of the leprosy mission's amazing hospitals. And there he found love, dignity, and care. He was given treatment. He was accepted. And best of all, Adam's healing transformed his heart. Adam had grown up hating people who were different to him. But at Danja Hospital, God worked a miracle in his heart, and his hatred was replaced by love. He realized that Jesus loves him. He became a Christian. And last year, Adam was baptized. We heard one of the most famous Bible verses at the end of our gospel reading earlier. I'm sure we all know it. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but will have eternal life. I remember reading a youth translation of the Bible when I was a teenager, which really resonated with me, the translation of the verse that said, instead of eternal life, it said limitless life. And what is a limitless life? Well, it sounds a bit like a superhero slogan, perhaps. But for Adam, his healing didn't mean that his body was fully restored, not yet, but it did mean that his soul was brought back to life. The limits that were placed on him, limits of shame, sadness, isolation, were taken away. He was no longer invisible, but he was known, loved, and wanted, and enabled to live a life that was free from those limits. He was no longer trapped in darkness, but lifted into light. Jesus didn't just offer him a better life, he offered him a new identity. Earlier we read, "No one has ascended into heaven except the one who descended from heaven, the Son of Man." Jesus chose to lower himself by coming down from heaven, not to gain power, but to give it away. He stepped into our suffering, our shame, our diseases, our darkness. And now God has exalted him, lifted him up, so that anyone who looks to him will not perish, but will have eternal life, a life free of limits. And some of us may well understand some of how Adam felt. Maybe in your life you felt rejected, ashamed, overlooked, told you're not enough. Perhaps you've walked through illness, mental health struggles, isolation. Maybe you've been tired of just pretending that everything's fine, and maybe you're feeling that way right now. Well, you don't need to fix yourself to come to Jesus. You just need to look up. Like the Israelites looked up at the bronze serpent and were healed of their snake bites. Like Adam looked up to God and found grace. And like Jesus was lifted up so that we could see him and live. We've had a brief journey through scripture today, from snakes in the wilderness to a saviour lifted up on the cross. And we've heard how Jesus doesn't just patch up broken lives, he transforms them. Adam's story is a powerful modern-day reflection of that truth. From the outside, he might have seemed like someone who was unwanted, cast aside, invisible. But Jesus saw him. He lifted Adam out of darkness and into a new life, a life with dignity, purpose, and joy. And all of that happened because someone somewhere said, "We are not going to let this young man suffer alone." I'm going to share with you another short video, and it tells Adam's story in his own words. And as you watch, I'd love to ask you to consider two things. First of all, how might you look up to Jesus today, perhaps in the midst of your own pain or struggle? And secondly, how could you help others, like Adam, experience the healing love of Jesus? Which is why I really wanted to share Adam's story with you today. And I'd love to ask how God might be calling you to respond today. Isn't it wonderful that we've been brought into the kingdom of light for our faith in Jesus, and so we have access to God in prayer? I'd love to ask you to pray regularly for people affected by leprosy. I've brought some prayer diaries with me. You might have seen my table at the back of church there. Please do come and pick one of those up. And do pray for people like Adam affected by leprosy. For those that haven't been found yet and who need to be rescued from the abuse and hatred that they are facing. There's also information about how you could sign up to be a regular prayer partner and become part of an amazing team of people who pray every week for people affected by leprosy. So please do come and chat with me if you're interested in that. And if God is calling you today, please do give. A regular gift of £8 a month is enough to cure 4 people like Adam in a year. What an amazing gift that would be to say, yes, I have cured 4 people. Or if you don't feel able to commit to a regular gift, then perhaps God is calling you to make a one-off gift today. Any gift, big or small, will make such a big difference. I've got my card machine with me, as well as gift aid envelopes. So if God is calling you today, there's no pressure, but if he is, please do come and chat with me. I'd love to get to know you a bit more and talk to you about how you can make a difference. But please do come and see me at the back of church at the end of the service. I'd love to answer any questions you might have too. But I just want to end by saying thank you. Thank you so much for showing your love towards people like Adam. You're doing more than repairing a building. You're offering a physical rescue, an opportunity for many people to come and meet Jesus. And I think that that's better than any superpower we could have. Because of you, people with leprosy will move from darkness into light, will feel loved and experience new life. Let's end in a prayer. Lord Jesus, you were lifted up so that we could live. Thank you for rescuing us from the darkness and bringing us into your light. Teach us what it means to live a life without limits, not bound by shame, fear, or the opinion of others. And help us to lift others like Adam into the hope and healing that only you can bring. In your name we pray all of these things.